Vandermeer's take comes to you from a very unique spot. The first time you and I have done one of these,
yes,
in the Texans radio studio here at Reliance Stadium. It's a maiden voyage, eh?
It is, and this is where most Texans radio program originates. You hear it on Sports Radio 610 and some other stops on the Texans radio network around the Lone Star State and beyond. So it's going to be a fun season for us here in this room and beyond.
Yeah, you and Andre Ware have the call on Saturday night. You guys are going to be in New Orleans. We're all going to be in New Orleans. The Saints going to test this Bulls on parade defense. Wade Phillips has said, though, it's the base defense that they're mm-hmm. going to run. So what do you want to see out of the base defense?
I'd love to see them slow down that Saints offense. We all know what happened last year, but Wade is very particular. He doesn't want to scheme too much. He doesn't want to send defensive backs on blitzes. He says you don't learn a lot about your team that way. You learn more about your football team if you play your base defense and see how guys cover receivers, especially in this offense, and stuff like that. I'd love to see them hold the Saints below 10 points through three quarters. I think that would be a great accomplishment for this defense under the circumstances. It's a very tough place to play.
Yeah, you know, you say circumstances, it's going to be a very piecemeal front seven for the most part because of injuries. You know, it'll be a nice opportunity for some of these guys that are usually second-tier performers for the Texans.
Yeah, Tim Jamison's going to play some nose tackle probably. We know about Earl Mitchell. You know about the injury to Sean Cody. Of course, that's what caused all this to happen. I think in the fourth quarter, they're just going to want to get out of the mm-hmm. game. Lonnie Fangupo plays some nose tackle. If they're in a lot of dime situations, they can change that up and have one of the defensive ends, Jared Crick perhaps, playing in the middle. So they'll get through it that way. But Brian Cushing, iffy for the game. They're going to have to find a way to get everybody to rise up. And again, it's the next man up. This organization is used to that.
How big a weekend is this for some of the younger receivers?
It's huge. Devere Posey has a calf issue, and that's too bad for him. I think no matter what happens, you're going to see a ton of him against Minnesota on Thursday night next week. But to see LaStar Jean on the road now make some things happen, and Keyshawn Martin the same thing, that'll be big. Remember, the offense has to deal with the Saints' noise factor. They've been practicing with noise. The Superdome is a crazy place to play. This organization, yeah, I know this is a Super Bowl championship organization, but the fans are nuts. Season or not, they're going to fill the building and make a lot of noise. It's a good test for this Texans offense.
It is. It's going to be a fun test. It's the most we'll see of this Texans offense and defense, starters-wise, until September 9th.
Stay healthy, okay? Everybody say a little prayer. Got to be healthy for Miami. That's the most important thing.
Mark Vandermeer, Vandermeer's Take. Thank you so much for watching.